Hi, my name is John Kim, and I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth. I share my feelings and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical and with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. So I have this saying, and if you listen to my podcast, then I'm sure you've heard it before, and it's this. If my mom won the lottery, the first thing she would say is, fuck, the taxes I have to pay on this. Well, she probably wouldn't say fuck, but she would focus on the taxes she has to pay instead of the fact that she just won $200 million. And it's not that she's a greedy person. It's not that she is unappreciative. She's actually a beautiful human being. She's kind. She's hardworking. She just has this pattern of not being able to allow herself to find joy in things. You know, she sees the glass as half empty. It's hard for her to receive. It's hard for her to enjoy. She minimizes the positive. She disqualifies the positive, you know, and I think about her story and why she's like this, because this isn't a heart thing, right? I think it's a selfish thing. I think it comes from wiring. It comes from your story. And so my mom grew up poor. She grew up in a war-stricken time in Korea. And, you know, Korea is relatively new when it comes to how far they've come and it being actually a very, you know, thriving country. It wasn't that long ago that Korea was just, you know, just village and even in my lifetime when I was, I remember one of my first memories when I was like three, was waking up my brother in the middle of the night because the bathrooms were outside. They were like porta parties. Porta potties. And I remember he didn't want to go. He like pushed me away. And so I remember walking out into the restroom in the middle of the night by myself and opening the door of the bathroom, the outhouse, and just seeing a bunch of rats. And to this day, I am terrified of rats and rodents and things with tails because of that traumatic experience. And anyway, getting back to my mom and wiring, I think because she was raised in survival mode, at 14, carrying pails of water to the village and working hard and coming to a new country, working, 17 hours a day in it's like a 7-Eleven, but it was called Stop and Go. This is back in Georgia. And just, that's all she ever did was work and probably stressed out about money and bills and debt. And so I feel like she allowed herself to be programmed to not see the positive. I mean, she never took vacations. I don't even think she had many friends. I mean, she doesn't have many friends. She just kind of exists. You know, she's not depressed. She's not miserable. But I always feel sad when I think about my mom because I don't feel like she's ever allowed herself to enjoy life, you know, and this is, I think it's a mindset, you know, I think it's wiring. And I think when you, of course, when you are, just focused on surviving and feeding your children and it's hard to enjoy, right? It's hard to see connector, as I say, it's hard to find joy in things. She's very logistical and pragmatic and, I've never seen her like ever excited about anything, and it kind of makes me sad. And I'm saying this because I used to be like this. I'm saying this because in my 20s and 30s, I would also disqualify the positive. If something good happened, instead of celebrating and enjoying it, I would dismiss it. I would minimize it. I would allow it to pass, you know? And then, of course, if something bad happened, I would amplify that, right? If something bad happened, then the sky is falling and all that shit. So I think part of why nothing really good happened to me back in the day was because I didn't create space for good things to happen. I think good things were happening. They just didn't meet my expectation of good, you know, because they weren't big life-changing things. I would disqualify anything good. Anyway, one thing that I really have been trying to do in the last decade is to not disqualify the positive, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's something small or, you know, a mundane or something that is not that big of a deal, that's not going to change your life. It could literally be someone smiling at you, or you seeing something different in a friend or a partner and that you wanted to see. It could be a compliment. It could be a day off, right? Or it could be the birth of an idea. I don't know. You know, maybe you just had a good day, but it could be like that. Or it could be, of course, life-changing things, right? Big events or opportunities that come our way, meeting someone that you're excited about, whatever, right? But to not disqualify the positive, but to actually celebrate, embrace. And I think this is, especially for someone like me who's used to always disqualifying the positive and only amplifying the negative, it's really hard to do. You know, it's something that I have to really think about and consciously tell myself that I don't have to pay the taxes on the on the lottery winnings, you know? Even if I do, to not focus on that. You know, if I get a ticket, you know, think about it like think about all the tickets I should have gotten and be grateful that I just got one. You know, things like that. And if good things happen, to actually sit in it. You know, I think a part of training our brain to live and accept and embrace and enjoy life is to sit in the moment, whether you're camping or in the ocean or having an amazing conversation with a friend. It doesn't matter what the moment is, but to actually sit in it and be present and not disqualify what is good. So let me leave you with a question. Is this a pattern that you have fallen into? Have you been disqualifying the positive? You know, are there positive things in your life? That's actually a trick question, because yes, of course there are, and I know that many of you are going through a dark place, or your season, your winter, your chapter, your tunnel. And I've been there many times. And if you are, I get it. I don't want to minimize that. But you can find positive in anything. Viktor Frankl, he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And he was in a concentration camp. And even in there, the way that he survived was to not only find positive, but finding meaning in prison, you know, being beaten and starved and all that. And it's just proof that no matter your circumstances, if you change your mindset and you start to focus on what you want to see and what you want to amplify and feed, allowing that to expand, that could change your life, you know? So changing your lenses can change your life. I encourage you today, I don't know what you're doing when you're as you're listening to this, to really take a highlighter, if you will, to the positive in your life as you go throughout your day, whether they come in moments or you're reflecting on a maybe a meaningful relationship or an accomplishment, or maybe you get some good news, I don't know, or maybe you're just enjoying a sandwich. Focus on the positive, be grateful for that, feed it, and the negative stuff, stop feeding that shit. Stop growing that and allowing that to eclipse the positive. And then, of course, you drowning in your thoughts and now allowing the negative to haunt you and follow you around like a dark cloud, which was basically my life in my 20s and 30s. And so it's a practice like anything else. And I encourage you to start practicing it. I think it will change your state. I think it will change the way that you see the world, and I think it will eventually change your life. By the way, before I go, if you're not getting my text, you should try it. It's free for a week. And I think about things every night, which I enjoy, what to text, how it's going to impact the people receiving them. And sometimes I stress out about it because I want these texts to be really potent. And then at the end of the week, I send out a Google Doc that goes deeper on a topic. So check that out. You can go to my Instagram, click on my bio link, The Angry Therapist, or just go to my website, theangrytherapist.com. All right, be well and stop disqualifying the positive. Hey, if you have a passion to help others and want to become a life coach, or you just want to acquire tools to change your own life, learn more about our Catalyst Life Coaching Intensive. We are an evidence-based training program with an amazing, authentic, vibrant community, and we give lifetime support. Just go to my website, theangrytherapist.com, and click on Life Coach Training. Hey, before you go, if you like my ramblings and revelations and shares, I am now texting people directly to their phone. Just go to my website, theangrytherapist.com, if you want to subscribe. I'll be doing weekly texts, 5 days a week, reminders, and also mindsets and exercises and challenges. And every week there will be a different theme, a different topic. So I hope to see you in your phone. And also, if you enjoy this conversation, I hope you help me spread the dialogue and help other people by sharing it. You never know what people need to hear. So if it's helped you, I hope you can help me help others.